Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike McCarthy is out with COVID for a Thursday night's game against the Saints. Dan Quinn is going to handle the responsibilities. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday with Jerry Jones coming up live at 8:30. Of course, Quinn was the Falcons head coach for about six seasons, so he's going to move from the booth to the sideline. Mike McCarthy told us on this show yesterday that he had moved into a hotel. Members of his family have also tested positive for COVID, and he said the only symptom he has is a scratchy throat. So Dan Quinn in for Mike McCarthy on Thursday night, and it looks like the Cowboys are going to be getting a different Saints quarterback. It has been Trevor Siemian. He has been awful for New Orleans in their losing streak. And it's going to be the pocket knife, the runner, the fullback, Taysom Hill, who had a 3-1 record in place of Drew Brees last year, completed 72% of his passes, 830 yards, four touchdowns, two picks, ran for 209 yards. So it looks like it's going to be Taysom Hill, Sean Payton's favorite, going up against Dan Quinn's defense with Dan Quinn down on the field.
Yeah, I love this from the Cowboys' perspective. And I will reserve the right to change my mind if we start losing.
Yeah, I may rather have Siemian. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm like, all right, the unpredictability and him running and, you know, having to tackle him and all that stuff. Like for one game, I don't know. But now the Cowboys defense just has me worried in general because they're inconsistent.
Understood. You know, if
Taysom definitely can't throw the football.
No, he can't. He can't throw. He can't throw to save his life. And that to me is the bigger fear.
Can I convince you to put Micah at linebacker for this game against Taysom Hill? Can I convince you for this game? Because you know that they can't win without dumping it to Kamara 30 times and having Taysom Hill run.
Man, I don't know. You want any of that Kamara smoke with Micah?
Micah's pretty fast.
Yes, he is. I don't know. That's a good question. I would still say no.
Okay.
Just get me to Taysom. Because Taysom is such a bad passer. If you pressure him, I mean, he's going to be a nightmare. He'll be a disaster. I think this is even more of an opportunity to rush him. But I don't know. I mean, I could be talked into it, I'm sure.
Hmm.
Find somebody who knows something about football to talk me into it. And I could do that.
Oh, glad I'm sitting right here.
No. You know
insulted.
What I mean. I'm talking like a defensive coach.
Everyone that we've asked has said.
They're all also Sam and Mickey.
Every football person said they want versatility.
Yeah, all those football people who love versatility are completely ignoring the fact that this is the best pass rusher in the NFL.
I don't think his game against the Raiders has been talked about enough. I think it's been on the officials, I think it's been on Dak not getting it going until late, missing your receivers. Everyone's crapping on the pass rush in that Raider game. Micah Parsons was a god. He was a freaking stud in that game. But anyway, Amari Cooper was back at the facility, but not back at practice. So no new positive COVID tests for the Cowboys yesterday. We know Terrence Steele is out. We'll ask Jerry Jones for the latest update at 8:30 this morning. Zeke Elliott and CeeDee Lamb, full participants.
Real quick, Micah for the year. Run defense grade, 57. Coverage grade, 54. Pass rush grade, 93. Why he is doing anything but rush the passer is a disservice to the Hall of Fame.
Tristan Hill also suspended for the next two games after he got in that fight with the Raiders afterwards. So Tristan Hill.
Tristan Hill.
As Jerry sometimes calls him, out for the next two games. Christian McCaffrey is gone for the season for Carolina, so adjust your fantasy lineups accordingly.
You know, I chose Dalvin Cook over him in fantasy because of the injuries. And, you know, it hasn't worked out with Dalvin, but I was right in not taking McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Because that fool's always hurt. And it's what he is. He's always hurt. And that's the position. And that does speak to Zeke. Zeke's got durability, man.
No doubt.
Like, you know,
he's tough.
You can say all you want about the contract not being a good contract, and it's not a good contract. And they should not use him as much as they do. They should throw the ball more, and they have been. And they should give it to Pollard more because save Zeke at times. That dude's durable.
Meanwhile, it's absolutely broken in Seattle as we have a team moving up in the NFC East.
Takes the snap. Plenty of time. Surveying. Looks over the middle. That is thrown into the end zone and is picked off. Kendall Fuller picked it off, and Washington maintains their lead.
Man, the Mannings wanted nothing to do with this game. They were out for Washington, getting their third straight win. Ugly game, low scoring. That's what the Seahawks are nowadays. Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, that team, they're broken. And now they're done. They've been done. 17-15 football team improves to 5-6. The Seahawks are 3-8. They have scored an average of 9 points in their last three games.
Ugh.
28 points over their last three games, and we have a new second-place team in the NFC East. All the football team lovers before the year starting to brag a little bit. Cowboys at 7-4, Washington 5-6, Philly 5-7, the Giants 4-7.
Ooh.
And you know what they're saying in D.C.? Remember what happened last year with us and the Cowboys? You remember the sweep? Do you remember that sweep? If we can pull it off again this year, we can make a run at the division. That's what they're saying in Washington. So we have Washington after the Saints, then the Giants, and then Washington again. So we're getting them twice in the next 4 weeks.
Well, they could say that all they want, but the reality is this team is going to get stomped by the Cowboys if they play them.
Ooh.
Stomped. Taylor Heinicke is not beating Dak Prescott. This is not. Dak owns the NFC. Like, you know, like the Cowboys will lose some games here and there to other teams. Dak doesn't really lose games to the division. The division's been bad, but Dak kind of owns this division too.
Meanwhile, Seattle ran a new season low 45 plays last night.
Is that good?
They had 10 total first downs. They had 5 consecutive drives go 3 and out. They lost time of possession essentially by a 40-20 margin in each of the last 3 games. They had it for 18 minutes last night. Russell Wilson's the worst quarterback in the NFL on third down. He's completing 37% of his throws on third down. He's been sacked 12 times. His passer rating is 72%. On those downs.
Yeah, and normally if you have 3 wins for the season, you're like, okay, let's go and look into the NFL draft. What are we going to pick up in the first round? Not the case for the Seahawks, all because of Jamal Adams and RJ. I just went through your timeline at RJ Choppy. That video from last night where he literally didn't give up on a play, he just didn't play in order to make a tackle. That was pathetic.
This is a guy that he only seems to play when the team is good, and when the team is bad, he quits. And I'm sorry, that is not somebody you want on your football team. Now, I know you're going to have guys like that. Everyone says they give great effort. Everyone says they're in the best shape of their lives, but they all don't. You know, but I'm sorry. Like a lot of Cowboy fans wanted to make that trade for Jamal Adams.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the dumbest deal in the history of this team.
Ooh,
and it would have been. It would have been a moronic deal. It would have been worse. Now, yeah, it would have been worse than Joey Galloway. You gave up 2 first-round picks for Galloway. At least Galloway plays wide receiver.
By the way, speaking of the draft and looking to next year, Dane Brugler just tweeted this out. Current draft order, y'all, 4-9. Jets 4, Jets 5. Giants 6, Giants 7, Philly 8, Philly 9. So right now, picks 6 through 9 would go right to the NFC East.
Wow.
With the Giants and Philly. That's crazy. We've never seen that before.
Russell Wilson is 24th in the NFL in QBR. 23rd is Teddy Bridgewater. 22 is Taylor Heinicke.
Needs to be catching heat. It's probably all going to go at Pete Carroll. But Russell Wilson needs to be getting destroyed for this embarrassing offensive performance. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers strike again. Corey Seager is done. It's a 10-year, $325 million deal for their new shortstop. He will team up with Marcus Semien to give them a half a billion dollar middle infield. They were the lead story on all the baseball shows yesterday. Dan O'Dowd from the MLB Network gave his take on what's happening in Arlington.
Well, what I like about what they've done is, one, they've had a ton of payroll flexibility and they're utilizing it. The new ballpark, they really haven't had an opportunity to strike till now. I like the fact, Fran and Dan, they're building up the middle. So they added, you know, an MVP caliber second baseman, an MVP caliber shortstop. So even if next year is just a step in the right direction, there's a core of a team now that's in place to build around. I mean, Semien is 31. Corey Seager is only 27. And so it allows them to continue to have their young players matriculate through their system. And I'm sure they're not done. They still have a lot of things to get done. I do believe they even have more payroll flexibility. So I like the fact that a club that has payroll flexibility is not overthinking it and actually being very aggressive.
Look, he's absolutely right. They're being aggressive. They've got some payroll flexibility. And they added up the middle, the important spots. With two quality MVP candidates. And they just have. And now they're in a situation where, yeah, they get a little lucky. You know, you get some health. You get some of your prospects to hit. You'll be in good shape. If none of the prospects hit, then, like the ceiling is the roof now, Sean. The floor is the Angels. Like, that's what the floor is. If the prospects hit, they could be Houston. If the prospects don't hit, they're the Angels, where they've got two really highly paid players like the Angels have with Trout and Rendon, and now they got Ohtani, or before they had Josh Hamilton and Albert Pujols. I mean, think all the stars they ran through there.
Yeah.
And they still couldn't win. Why? Because the other six guys of the team stunk. And, you know, we're kind of in that spot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got, you know, Trevino is not bad. And IKF is, he's got a lot of position flexibility. He can play everywhere. You know, what else do they have? You've got to get the other guys to hit. Leiter's got to hit. Wynn's got to hit. Young's got to hit. I mean, all these guys have got to hit. And if they do, you're the Astros. And if they don't, you're the Angels.
Meanwhile, the Mavs with a really bad loss last night against Cleveland.
Close out, Porzingis takes it high and throws it down by the top of Jared Allen. Goodness gracious, is right.
Porzingis posterized someone last night. That was the call on Bally's, but he suffered an ankle injury. Jason Kidd said after the game, the ankle x-rays, negative, going to be reevaluated today. He had 9 points and 5 rebounds, 27 minutes before leaving. Next game is against, he left Dallas's game against the Raptors in October because of the lower back tightness. He missed 5 games, so what's this going to lead to?
That wasn't him that did that dunk.
That wasn't?
No, because that same player also had a block on the other end.
That's what you saw in the D-League.
Yeah, that was in the Summer League.
Summer League, sorry.
Yeah, Summer League. I mean, that was old school KP.
Man, he had been getting into a groove, though.
Yeah, he had been.
He had been getting into a groove, but again, I kept talking about the two-part challenge with him. Could his game change, and was he going to be able to stay healthy for it? And so far, the answer to B is no. So the Mavs end up losing to Cleveland. Stars are going to play tonight. They've won 4 straight.
Yeah, while the Mavs have lost 5 of 6, the Stars have won 4 straight games, yeah. and they're playing really, really good hockey.
Babe Laufenberg dropped the puck the other night. It's awesome.
Oh, that's right. It was last week, right? Yeah, it was on Tuesday of last week.
And they're going to take on Carolina tonight at 7:30.
Man, I'm supposed to go to the Kraken's first game here when they come here. I cannot wait to see those.
How many Stars games have you been to? Three, four?
Four or five? Yeah. I would love to go to a Cowboys game every now and then. What's the last time I went to a Cowboys game?
Well, you got
to
find a girl who has those tickets. Let's move on to college football. Lincoln Riley talking to his new fan base. Bob Stoops settling down the Sooner fans in Oklahoma. And Brian Kelly pulls a Lincoln Riley of his own. He's leaving Notre Dame to become the next head coach at LSU. This was Brian Kelly 1 week ago being asked if he would ever leave the Fighting Irish.
No. I mean, look, I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Well, apparently the fairy godmother came by. The wife took a look at it. $15 million a year at LSU's the new setup.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for Brian Kelly, who was making reportedly $2.67 million at Notre Dame. He is a very good coach. Is it a right fit? Who knows? I think that fit stuff is overrated. Can the guy coach? Can the guy recruit? If you can recruit, you can recruit. And I don't care where you're going to do that at. Brian Kelly is a good coach. He may be an absolute jerk. He may be one of the sleaziest of sleazy college football coaches that there is. The guy can coach.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cowboys, overreactions or not? Where is the panic level on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Where's your panic level when it comes to them winning the Super Bowl? Let's not talk about the NFC East. We assume that that's done and over with. The football team is now second place in the division, again, aside from injury. But the panic level in terms, or the doubt level in terms of getting to the Super Bowl compared to 4 weeks ago?
Good question. I don't think it's changed all that much for me. I think here's the problem. When you deal with the emotion of fans, I think if you ask a lot of Cowboy fans and this team was 5-1, if they're going to make the Super Bowl, they would be like, what are the odds the Cowboys made the Super Bowl? They'd be like, oh, 50%. When in reality, it's probably like 8% they were actually going to make it. Because that's like that, you know, it's very hard to make it. There were six other teams that were, you know, of equal stature. So I don't think it's changed all that much. They're probably down a little bit. It's probably down a little bit, but not a ton, because the reality is they probably had about a 10% chance of making it before, and now they probably have about a 6 or 7% chance of making it.
Yeah, my biggest opinion change is where I thought that we were better than the Rams and maybe better than Tampa. Now we're like we're back to the pack. They've taken a step backwards. The intriguing questions were, can the defense be for real And we were always hesitant because of the amount of interceptions Trayvon Diggs was getting. And then you lose your defensive ends. What's going to be exciting is to get the DNs back. With if you have Diggs, Parsons, Tank, and Gregory, that's some excitement for your defense. Mm-hmm. What is that going to be? I thought the offense was invincible. Tough to judge. You lose your two receivers in Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. We have some issues up front with the offensive line. What is going on with Lael Collins and Terrence Steele? And then the recent inconsistency of Dak Prescott, all leading us to Cowboys overreactions or not.
All right, let's go. Let's go right to it. Let's start with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott hasn't been a top 10 NFL quarterback since Halloween.
Well, comparing it, you know, I haven't gone and checked out who the top 10 quarterbacks have been, but they went 1-3 after his return from the calf strain. In November, they've lost to Denver, Kansas City, and the Raiders. For the month, Todd Archer putting this out, for the month, he was 103 of 160 for 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. November marked his lowest yards per game average, lowest completion percentage, and most sacks. Final 8 quarters of the month, he did not have Amari. Final 6 quarters, did not have CeeDee Lamb because of the concussion. So when I go and look at the past few games, the Denver game, I thought that was a big team fart. And you know, I don't use that word a ton.
Wow.
They recover against Atlanta. The Kansas City game was weird. I'm going to say he's been a number 10 type quarterback, but slow start against the Raiders. Nothing against Kansas City, but he was missing a lot of pieces as well. The question here with Dak is, and this could be a RJ Choppy type study.
Oh.
And this was my big worry about him, and it can apply to all quarterbacks. When he doesn't have everyone, that's another one of my big Cowboy takes. When they don't have everyone, what are they? Do they have to have everyone?
I thought that was a Jason problem. Only when Jason didn't have everybody that they were bad.
Well, earlier this year they haven't had Tank.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't have Tyron. Do they have to have everybody in order to compete for the Super Bowl? Right now it feels like that. Feels like they have to have all the receivers, and they're going to have the defensive ends on the field as well.
I wonder how
even though they've been missing Gregory, they've been missing Lawrence, they were missing Gallup. They won early this year while missing some guys.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, you start getting cluster injuries.
Yep.
When you miss multiple guys, that becomes tough to overcome.
But he needs to pick it up. Like, I'd like to see him be more consistent.
Absolutely does. True or false?
And by the way, he's going to Thursday night. I'm calling a big game for Dak.
Okay.
Big game. Big game. Hot take.
We're going big game hunting here.
Big game hunting. Dak Prescott will ball out Thursday night.
True or false? It's always something with this team.
True.
Is it ever?
All the time. That's my wife's number one reaction. She's sending me Mike McCarthy COVID. Like, it's just always something. And look, it's what we talk about in being in this market covering them. It's always something with everyone except New England for 20 years, right? But it is always something. People think that the Cowboys are just allergic to success.
Yeah. You know, there are people and teams out there allergic to success. There just are. Like, you know, you get close to it, you don't handle success well. You don't handle, being in a good position very well. Some people thrive off of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, right here. Raise my hand. I thrive off toxicity. I do. I thrive off that.
More on that at 7:40 this morning. More on that. 7:40. Don't miss it.
Next one. The turnovers masked how bad of a defense this really is.
Yeah, but I don't want to say how bad. The turnovers masked the defense. No doubt about it. Like, your defense, it's tough. They're just inconsistent. That's the word for it. I thought it was going to get fixed totally against Minnesota. And then you got stomped by Denver. You faced the sorry Falcons. You did a really nice job against Kansas City. And then you got pass interference and couldn't take advantage of the Raiders without Darren Waller. Like, the Cowboys' defense in that game, again, you're missing your defensive ends and some of your secondary got exposed. But absolutely the turnovers massed. We said that all along.
I think they did. You know, like this, turnovers are great, but they're never something you can count on. And I know these coaches love to say you can count on them because you practice them. But you can't count on the other team making mistakes because you don't know when those mistakes are going to happen. You just have to capitalize when you actually kind of find it, when it falls in your lap. Diggs is a great job of that. You know, Diggs, how many of the interceptions that he has he actually forced himself? Versus, was he just in the right place at the right time, and his skill set was, man, that dude has some great hands. So, who knows?
Where are the Cowboys defensively? Like, right now, they're tied for 19th in points against. They're giving up 23 points a game. But DVOA and LMNOP and all these other stats.
Well, I'm looking up the LMNOP right now.
Okay.
I will get that to you.
But the Cowboys defense, they're inconsistent and they're not a good defense. Right. They feel average.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Their ceiling was always going to be above average until they get these DNs back.
Their DVOA on defense, which is a per play. So basically DVOA is per play. How much better than average are you? They're fourth in the NFL in overall defensive efficiency.
Okay, so that tells us what? They have a really good defense?
That their pass defense is third. Their run defense is 19th. Okay, now that's not good. But they're 17% better than league average against the pass. That's really, really, really solid. And they've played the eighth most difficult schedule according to the other team's offenses. Not overall, but the other team's offenses. So that's pretty good. It's a good, you know, efficiency-wise, it's a pretty good defense the Cowboys have. Next one. This is not a Super Bowl contender.
They can make it to the Super Bowl. Right now, it's Green Bay, Arizona. Cut it off in the NFC. It's Green Bay, Arizona, and everything else is a toss-up. I think, obviously, the Rams are a toss-up. We're like the Rams right now. And then Tampa Bay, I think, is a toss-up. If you're going to give them a slight edge over us, they should have lost to Indy the other day. But, yeah, the Cowboys can make it to the Super Bowl if they have all their pieces, I believe.
I believe they can if they have all their pieces, too. Like, the ebb and flow of an NFL season where people, fans, media, players get up and they get down. They get up on the highs. They get really down on the lows. Like, seriously, like the NFL, just get to the tournament.
Like, I still believe the Cowboys' offense is elite.
Yep.
And I think that their defense can shine enough with the full complement of guys in order to support the offense and make their run.
Get to the tournament with a little bit of luck on your side. You know, hey, a ball bounces here. A defensive pass interference goes your way there, and all of a sudden you've pulled an upset and you're in the NFC Championship game and all bets are off. This team can beat any team in the NFL on any given day.
Yep.
They just can. Their offense is that good. They're good enough. So, yeah, they are still a Super Bowl contender, but, you know, obviously it's, you know, the chance that they do win are like, what, 10% maybe?
877-881-1053. Cowboys overreactions or not? We'll ask some of these questions to Jerry Jones, missing his head coach on Thursday. They got more COVID issues. Maybe Jerry breaks some news this morning. 8:30 on DFW Sports Station and back to the Rangers at 8 o'clock. But someone on this show is getting a roommate, a dog, and have you ever eaten pizza with a pen?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Rangers, pulling off the Corey Seager signing at 8 o'clock. Jerry Jones at 8:30. By the way, we're on a 15-person text message chain at the radio station, and we just need to go ahead. Look at Troy turning down the music. Well, we need to go ahead and mark our territory here for Jared Sandler's charity event on Sunday at Topgolf in the Colony. Every year, it's for an awesome cause, the Sandlot Children's Charity Foundation. We have different bays, different setups at Topgolf, and we auction off through prizes and phone calls a couple of spots in our morning show bay.
In a bay. You can play golf with us.
Yeah.
Drink.
And drink. And chill with Jose Trevino and Delino DeShields, Derek Holland, Marty Turco, maybe in our bay if you're a hockey fan.
Oh, I should wear my Turco jersey.
If you
he's
going to
be in our bay. Yes,
it's
I do.
It's a sweater.
Yeah, I know.
Number one.
I know.
It's a sweater. And Sandler's been sending us these updates. He's trying to get us going, trying to trigger us a little bit and get the competitive juices flowing at the station. So the latest one came in at like 11:15 last night. KMC took the early lead as someone called into their show and offered up $800 to win dinner with them and the outing Sunday to play golf.
Yeah.
And then the nosebleeds up that as well. Now, Kavanaugh was talking a lot of smack on this. I haven't seen anything come in for G-Bag. There's been no bids. The nosebleeds got a $750 phone call. So, Troy, please empty the phone lines.
Yeah.
And let's just go ahead and take the number one spot back. You know where?
Let's take the Luda, the number one spot.
Take the whatever RJ's references are. Go out to dinner. Let's have a blast. Let's drink it up. Let's be hungover Monday for Topgolf in the Colony for an awesome cause. With the entire station at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. See, I think Bassick has, like, financial ringers out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's like David Murphy, like, bidding $800 on Bassick's Bay.
Yeah.
Like, not impressed, man.
Meanwhile, you text Holland, yesterday.
Yeah,
he goes, hey, just call and just end this.
Yeah, end this.
Just shut down this competition for the highest bid for the shows. So let's see if we can top it and get you out there top golf on Sunday with all of us. 877-881-1053 for the awesome event on Sunday.
Can't wait for it. I will be put on a show. Not a golf show. Just a show in general.
What other show?
Well, you know, just you know, I'm gonna get turned.
Okay,
say.
There it is. The new say. You can experience the new RJ Choppy.
Yes, it's my second midlife crisis that I'm going through right now.
Sunday at Top Golf. All right, you want to talk about the roommate and the new dog, or I guess eating pizza with a fork and a pen?
Yeah, let's do that one.
All wait, is this the commercial break?
Yeah.
Now stay tuned for a commercial break and 28 minutes of dead air.
Hey, we got an intro. So these are the things that are randomly talked about in the commercial break. And I'm like, hey, this should be on the air if you're comfortable with it. And for a long time, we've talked about RJ Choppy Sr. used to be an audio fixture on this show with Sunday Supper. We got an update.
We do have an update. So it's not gone well at the Choppy household. For my mom and dad, my dad has dementia. He's been having it for, somewhere between 5 to 7 years. He's 75. And you know, if you get it early, the earlier you get it, they say the worse it is. So he's probably had it late 60s, early 70s, and it's really kind of just deteriorated. So this will be the last Christmas New Year's that he is living with us. We are going to put him in a home. Not an easy thing. My mom is finally at peace with it. And this is what a disgusting saint she is. We told her like a year ago, like put him in a home, like he is not well. And she said, wait for this. Boy, you want to talk as a divorced guy, what this did to me. She goes, I took a vow in sickness and in health. And I said, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
God.
That's good.
That was good. That was good. It cut me in my core.
That was good.
It cut me in my core. And so she says she's finally at peace. She really can't do it. Like, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't use the bathroom well. He doesn't always use the bathroom. He sometimes just uses the garbage can or whatever.
Wow.
It's all over the place. Well, it really came to a head the other day. So, like, you know, in the past, you know, he had been... he would try to make himself something to eat, and instead of getting a dish, he would just put something in a cup and try to drink. He tried to drink chicken salad the other day.
Chicken salad?
Chicken salad out of a cup. Yeah, he tried to drink it. And then we had pizza. I go over there the other day, and he's eating pizza. And I'm like, oh, great. I'd love to have a slice of pizza. And I see him cutting it. Now, this is totally normal. My dad has never eaten with his hands, ever. He cuts a hamburger. Hot dog, Snickers bar, whatever.
That's where you get it from, I guess.
Yeah, I get a bare bones part of that. Well, he was cutting the pizza, and I was like, oh, okay. And I look at him, he's got a knife in his right hand, and in his left hand, I'm like, that doesn't look like a fork from here. No, it was a Bic. He had a pen.
A pen?
A pen. He was using...
I thought a Bic was like a razor, like they do pens as well?
They do pens and lighters. Yeah, they do
so
it all.
He thought... The fork, the pen was a fork.
Oh, man.
So he's eating, he's cutting it, and he goes to keep. And I'm dying laughing, guys. I can't stop.
It's what you have to do.
I am behind him. Like, you know, sometimes your kid does something funny, stupid, and you just die laughing at it. And that's where it hit me right there. I was like, I was cracking up. And I said, Dad, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating. What does it look like I'm doing? And I says, where's your fork? He goes, it's right here. I go, that's not a fork. That's a pen. He goes, no, this is a fork.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, okay.
Now, wait, was he cutting it with the actual pen or the pinpoint of the pen?
No, he was cutting with the knife, but the fork was the pen.
Okay.
And he had the pen out.
Out.
The ink part.
Yeah. Out. Drawn.
Drawn. Drawn.
Yeah,
good word.
I'm going to give him a pass on that.
Yeah, good word.
I'm going to give him a pass.
Yeah, it's a thing to stab with.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah. You got to stab the piece of food.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had to put an alarm monitor in the home because he gets up in the middle of the night now, and we found him outside at, like, 3 a.m. Well, we did. My mom did.
So did you tell him what's happening, or how do you think he's going to react to this?
You know, they say that it's really tough. Like, we know...
Because my in-laws just put their father in a home, And he does ask, like, now my mother-in-law visits him like every day and he's still like, why can't I come home? I want to come home, which is obviously heartbreaking. Right.
So
but it's definitely better for them.
24-hour care, it's just too much for the caretaker.
Oh, so
you know, my mom is considerably younger than my dad. She is 68.
Oh, robbing the cradle.
And you know, like, you know, she has a lot of time left, hopefully. And she wants to, you know, she's not ready to end her life, and I get it. So they're gonna push, and I don't know if he knows, but they do say they know that these dementia patients know something's wrong. You know, he has said he knows he can't say things, like you can't put a sentence together. And, you know, like everybody asks me, are you going to be sad when your dad dies? I'm like, well, yes, of course. But like, I haven't had a conversation with my dad in 3 years.
Yeah.
So I it's, you know, it's different. Like, yeah, I'll be sad, of course, but
it'll be
I don't know
relief.
Who he is anymore anyway. Yeah. This is not the guy I've known. This right. is a, this is somebody that, you know, a brain debilitation has taken and we just know very little about the human brain in general, which is why probably why we don't have a cure for this. So he is going to be going into a home. In a related story, I have somebody coming into my home.
Coming into your home.
All right.
I am getting a roommate on Thursday.
What's her name?
It's a him.
What's she? What?
It's my nephew. I think this is my godson. I'm pretty sure I'm his
you
godfather.
Think?
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm like 15 years older than him, so I was a kid when this. I think this
did
is my
did you
godson.
Do like the christening? And,
yeah, I did it for one of my sister's kids. I think that was him. I'm pretty sure it was. So he's going to be moving in with me.
All right.
From where?
Right now, he lives in Connecticut.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, Tolos, pull the curtain back. I have no idea about this story.
It's the commercial break.
Yeah. And because I'm in a separate studio. I don't hear these.
Right.
Did you say he was 15 years younger than you?
Yeah, he's like 26.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
That's 20. Yeah.
Right?
26.
Oh, man.
He's 16 years younger.
Yeah. I was just thinking, 26 years old. What was it like? And what will it be like? This is a good part of the second midlife crisis.
It's a great part of the second midlife crisis.
No, it's not.
Now, you know, like, you know, I haven't lived in the same town as him since probably I was 14.
Why is he moving in with you?
He lives in Connecticut. He does like landscaping and he's going to work
too much snow.
Too much snow. He plows the roads for the state in the wintertime. He's going to work at A1 area. He wants to do like HVAC and stuff.
Oh.
So, he's going to have a good job. And you know, so he needs a place to stay. And my mom was like, "Yo, you could stay with us." And he was like, "Hell no."
Yeah, why isn't he? You always take the family bullet.
I do.
You
I
do.
Did, I did the fit. Now, yeah. So,
like your other sister here that lives here gets off scot free.
Oh, and she's got a mansion of a house.
Yeah.
Oh, they're it's this enormous.
Like, why
house.
Doesn't your sister send her son to live with her sister? That bond's supposed to be tighter.
The bond is
more responsible. Family atmosphere. Mansion.
I don't know. But it's me. I'm taking the family bullet, and this, you know, my nephew's going to move in with me. With his giant 130-pound Rottweiler or whatever this thing is.
Oh, there's a Rottweiler.
Just the amount of landmines I'm going to be dodging in the backyard.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
God. That's even worse.
Oh, the smell, the poop,
yeah, you've
the
never,
hair.
You've never wanted a dog.
Never. Never wanted a dog.
How long do you think this is going to last for?
Well, he basically until his training is up. He's got like 8 weeks of training there. And then he'll be able to go out in the field, make some, like, you know, where he's going to be, like, working a lot. We'll probably make enough money where he'll be able to get his own place. So I would say
all right, Troy
probably
was on
through
the,
February.
Troy was on the phone talking to someone, maybe verifying Jerry for 8:30. What you missed is the nephew is bringing a Rottweiler as well.
Giant
oh,
Rottweiler.
Man, jeez.
Rottweiler traits. Incredibly devoted, loyal, loving, intelligent, and protective.
Mm-hmm.
Make a wonderful addition to the family. La 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 la. Powerful, protective, and loyal. Famous for their instinct for guarding. I'm not seeing any negatives yet.
So the negative is like 100 pounds. Rottweiler sized poop.
Most Rottweilers like to snuggle and cuddle, but only with humans that they trust. All right. So Rottweiler and a nephew.
Yeah. So now, do I charge him rent? What do I charge him? Do I charge him rent? No, I don't charge him.
You're not going
You're
to.
You're not going to.
Good.
I got to charge my mom rent for him. That's what I do.
Yeah. No, charge your sister. She's rich. She lives in a mansion.
Yeah.
Let her carry some family weight. She doesn't do anything.
No, she has nothing.
She's the family deadbeat.
Dash, that's what she is.
Yeah. Does she listen?
She does.
Lauren, I'm kidding. Laura. Lori.
She's not the family.
Laura, I'm just kidding.
Pick up
some slack.
I am the golden boy, and I let everybody know it in that family that I am. And that's probably why they all.
I'm just telling you now, Sean, this is a bad thing. This is bad.
He's definitely going to get annoyed, I think. It depends how lonely you be. See, he used to hate being alone. And I'm like, you don't know what you're missing. It's the best.
Oh, I love being alone now.
It's fantastic. And now he loves being alone, so maybe this will be a bad thing.
But you also love the midlife crisis and the different stages you've gone through of learning to snowboard and buying the guitar and doing all these other things. Now you're going to have a mid-20-year-old living at your house, a Rottweiler, so you're going to be pulling up in here all DMX style in the mornings with a hangover.
That's right.
Yeah, this is...
But he'll be gone during the day...
He's going to be gone a lot. This kid's a workaholic, man.
Okay, like, so he'll be gone during the day, but it's going to be you and the dog. That's the issue.
Oh, no. I got to keep checking.
And the dog. Rottweiler should not be left alone for more than 4 to 6 hours at a time.
Ha!
What are you going to do when you're napping? What are you going to do when you're golfing? What are you going to do when you're out?
Nah, just let him run the neighborhood.
Yeah. I'll just put him in the backyard.
Okay.
Let him dig.
Yeah.
Put him on a leash.
It doesn't get hot here, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So there you go. That's a lot in the Choppy household.
Yeah, lots going on in the Choppy household. You'll be out of the house this Sunday. Swinging for a Cause will be at Top Golf in the Colony for Jared Sandler.
Oh, that sounds like a segue to a bid.
We do have a bid. Shout out to Jared, one of our hardcore tolos. He called in and said, let me just go and open it up right now at $600.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
So right now, $600, the opening bid to come golf with us on Sunday.
All right. 877-881-1053. Let's keep it going. And there may be a little surprise that I'm going to announce later on in the week if we have multiple bidders.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.